I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Before we start today, a bit of shameless self-promotion, because Site Visibility has recently published the Ultimate Content Promotion Checklist. It's their most comprehensive guide to date, and in it they break down all the content marketing promotion tactics, tricks and tools you'll ever need to help you achieve content marketing success. You can download the guide plus a handy printable content promotion checklist for free by going to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/ultimate-content. Now today I'm joined by Neil Patel, co-founder at Neil Patel Digital. Neil, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm based in Los Angeles, California currently. It's nice and sunny outside.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask you about the weather, but you've already told me. I guess it was probably sunny down there. Does the sun ever go in down there?
It does. You know, we had a period for a few weeks where it was just raining.
Really?
Although that's not that bad for you. You're probably like, it rains 2 out of every 3 days, probably.
Yeah, it does rain quite a bit. But it depends which bit of the UK you're in. If you're down sort of near the toe of the boot, it's quite rainy. But we're near the heel of the boot, and it doesn't rain quite as much there.
Oh, that's not bad. I used to spend much more time in Seattle. It used to rain 2 out of every 3 days.
Really? Sounds like the UK.
You're like, oh, it's not raining today. Something's wrong.
Anyway, welcome to the Rain Podcast, everyone. Right, let's start off with tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Neil Patel Digital.
Yeah, so I'm Neil Patel. I'm the co-founder of Neil Patel Digital. It's an ad agency that helps people grow their traffic. And yeah, we've been around for many years. We help companies just get more traffic, rankings, help with their paid ads, etc., all over the web.
Now, I want to talk, it's a bit of a smorgasbord this episode, because I was looking at your blog, and you're a prolific blogger, and a couple of things stood out. They're not really related, but they stood out to me because it's something we haven't talked about on this show for a while. And the first one was to do with email and emailer lists. And you were talking about scrubbing your email. Is it time to scrub your email? Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Everyone, email is a great place or a great way to get more traffic, right? Like, you think about it. Everyone's like, email's dead. No one's using it anymore. But the reality is, if you work in the corporate world, you have an email.
Yeah.
And with this email, you'll find that we all get bombarded by so many emails that we don't open a lot up. And if you keep sending emails to people that aren't opening them up, can you take a guess what happens?
People get very annoyed and
that's one.
Bad things start to happen.
And they start going to people's spam boxes. Yeah. They get annoyed, they hit the spam button, and it starts going in their spam box. And the email companies these days are quite sophisticated, in which they even do stuff now in which if you keep getting emails, even if you don't click the spam button and you just don't open them, but you open up all the other emails, they'll start pushing them into spam without you even pushing the spam button.
I didn't realize that happened, actually. That's quite scary.
Yeah, so if you don't clean your list and you're not continually only emailing the people who want your emails, you'll notice that your deliverability will go down. Because think of it this way. If you send an email to 100 people on Gmail and you keep sending an email to 100 people on Gmail, if, you know, 40, 50% don't ever open up your email and it keeps going like that after a month or two, what they'll say is, oh, almost half the people don't want your email. So we should put more of your emails in the spam box. So even the people who did want to see your email, they're not really going to see it that often. And for that reason, you got to scrub your list.
And presumably scrubbing the list means going through and sort of trying to deduce which ones, I'm guessing, aren't being opened and removing them. Is that what scrubbing is, effectively?
Yeah, in essence, it's that. So you just remove the ones that aren't opening or clicking through or engaging. And yeah, most email tools have it built in. Some don't. I don't think MailChimp has it. But I think most do other than MailChimp. I could be wrong. Maybe MailChimp has added it recently, but from the last I checked, they don't have it. But almost everyone else does.
Now, why is it? Because you mentioned earlier, you mentioned that the email is dead or the email marketing is dead. In your opinion, why do you think people say that? Because it's not really true, is it?
No, it's not true at all. But because maybe they don't check emails, they think it's dead. I'm like, well, you may not check emails, but a ton of other people do.
And the other thing is, you mentioned this thing about sort of, I call it auto spamming or auto sort of feeding, sort of marking emails as spam. How long has Google been doing that? Because I'm sure that it didn't do it in the early days. You had to sort of manually mark it as spam, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been years since they've been doing it. But yeah, in the early days, they definitely were not doing it.
Now, you also mentioned in another blog post something that I don't think we have ever spoken about on this podcast. We've talked about podcasts on this podcast a few times, but we've never really gone into the sort of analytics of podcasts, which is a tricky area. You wrote this blog post, and in it, I think you actually mentioned some decent analytics tools, didn't you? What were they?
Yeah, so I mentioned some decent ones, but my opinion has changed. So I started talking about podcast analytics, and then I got an email from this gentleman named Rob, who I believe is the founder of Libsyn or the CEO or something like that. And he gave a rebuttal on why Libsyn, in essence, is accurate, why it's probably one of the best analytics. And you know, I agree with him. His data was quite intriguing, and I'm like, oh, cool. You know, so to give you some things that he mentioned to me, they look at rolling 24-hour windows to look at stats. Okay, so they're measuring them on a daily basis, which is fine. And they look at within 24 hours if the same person listens it to 2-3 times. They only count it as one, if I'm not mistaken. That way, it's more unique. And also, when we compare Libsyn to our iTunes stats, you know, Libsyn's, I believe, is accurate. I have no way to prove it, but I believe it's way more accurate because my iTunes numbers are too low. And I have enough readers where I'm like, there's no way, you know, I'm barely getting a few thousand listens when I have millions and millions of readers. I'm like, something's off with how iTunes is showing me stats.
Yeah.
But I do think Libsyn is quite a bit accurate, and they have adjusted their algorithm, their tracking over the years. And yeah, it's been pretty consistent. I know quite a few other people who also use Libsyn, and their stats seem pretty reliable.
Because technically, there's no real way of knowing if somebody has actually listened to an MP3 file, is there? Unless it's sort of embedded in a web page and you're listening to it that way. Do you think people attach too much weight to podcast sort of analytics?
I think they do. You know, you do need to make sure it's going up and to the right in general, but in general, like, if it's going up, it's going up. You're good to go. How much more do you need to know? Whether you have a million or you have a few hundred thousand, it doesn't really matter too much other than for ad perspectives. But most people just use Libsyn, so you can use that for, you know, advertisers, assuming you're looking for more and more.
Yeah. I love asking this question to our guests because SEO is such a fast-moving thing. Where do you see SEO going in the next, I don't know, year, 18 months?
Well, if you look at the trend, search engines have been taking up more of the spots with ads, and that's fine. It's theirs to do whatever they want to do with. So you'll notice that less traffic is going to go to the organic listings. That's one thing. You will also notice that over time, you know, when you search, you tend to, in many cases, get your answer when you do the search. Like if you do a search for what's 2 + 2, you're going to get the answer is 4. You're not going to really need to click over to a landing page, right? You got the result right there in Google. Mm. So you're also noticing that search engines are answering more of the questions. And because they're answering more of the questions, people are also getting less traffic. They're also personalizing it because there's things like local, there's things like voice search. People now have multiple devices. And the way I see SEO is it's going to eventually turn into a winner takes all. Mm. You know, now if you're on the first page, there's what, supposedly 10 listings, the first, the second, the third, they get majority of the clicks. But things like voice search, according to Comscore, are going to take up over 50% of the searches by 2020. So when they're doing a voice search, you know, they're not going to be like, well, the number one result is this and the number two result is that and the number three result is this other thing. They're more so just going to take you probably to the first listing. So, you know, you're going to have to work harder. The winner is going to get more traffic. The rest, not as much. And they're going to be more enticed to spend money on paid ads.
And I'm guessing that mobile has had a big impact on this, hasn't it? You know, especially with voice search.
Mobile has, yeah, because everyone thinks, oh, voice search. I don't use voice search. I don't have a Google Home or Alexa. Mm. And yeah, people are doing voice searches from that, but they're also doing it from their phone. They're also doing it from their laptops. They're also doing it from their iPads, right? So voice search isn't just happening on the Alexa devices of the world. They're also happening on people's mobile phones.
We've talked about a big variety of things today. If you had one top tip or a key takeaway for our audience today, Neil, what might it be?
The top tip is always keep adapting. And the reason I say that, in business and marketing, things continually change. If you listen to advice from others and you take it and that's it, you do it for years, it may work for a bit, but it's not going to work forever. You need to keep learning. You need to keep adapting. You need to keep testing, because if you don't, you're going to just get run over by other people and they're going to surpass you.
Well, Neil, thanks so much for coming on. How can our listeners find out more about you and Neil Patel Digital?
Yeah, the way they can find out more about me and Neil Patel Digital is they can check out my blog, neilpatel.com, or they can head over to Neil Patel Digital for more information if people want to work with us.
Thanks, Neil. And the show notes will be in the usual place, which is sitevisibility.co.uk/impodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review. If you want to ask us a question or send us a suggestion, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. Remember that we have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Neil.
Thanks for having me, everyone, and goodbye.
Thanks, Neil, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.